Group therapy. Now, the way it works is Taylor is willing to share something from her life, but the idea is that she's hoping that people have some feedback for her and advice, I guess. 237, it's text 35270. What do you think for Taylor? But first, we got to know, Taylor, what's going on? What's going on?
Okay, well, I've been seeing this guy for about 4 years, and he's great, and my friends like him, my family likes him, but...
Got it.
It's at the point where we need to be moving forward, you know? I mean, I turned 30 last year, so I'm kind of thinking about the future, obviously, and I want to know that we're making that long-term commitment to each other. And we'd have those talks, you know, those couple-hour talks, and we come back to it, and he doesn't want children. It doesn't seem like it. I mean, there's times when he says that he's on the fence, but I definitely do. I mean, I don't know how that would feel to never be a mom, you know? So I guess I just feel like I've put a lot of time and effort into this relationship, but he doesn't want kids and I do. And I don't want to waste what we already put into it. I just don't know what to do. And I'm afraid to talk to too much of my family because I don't want them to be upset with him. And do I give him the ultimatum? What do I do?
So just to clarify, you guys have talked about the idea of having kids together, and he's like, eh.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it, and so he's great with kids. He likes kids, but he also sort of makes jokes, too, after we're hanging out with friends with kids, that he's glad he doesn't, and his freedom, and how important his independence, and how expensive kids are. I don't know. If anything, I feel like he would be ready to have kids in, like, you know, 10, 15 years, way after I'm. That's not a possibility for me. So I don't know. I just don't know if we're on the same timeline.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to know what I have to say, because I don't think this relationship's going anywhere. I mean, if that's something you want, it means everything to you, and he doesn't want it, and that means everything to him. I think that's pretty cut and dry what's going to happen here.
Yeah, but he seems like he, like, flip-flops. He's going back and forth. I get, yeah. After you hang out with someone else's kids, you're kind of like, oh. Sometimes I talk to my niece and I think, she is a wild animal. She's crazy. But I think it would be different having your own kids. So I think you have to be serious with him. Sit him down and say, I love you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. But being a mother and having kids is something that I want to do. And I need to know how you feel about that, and just make sure he's being serious and he's answering you, so then you can find out. Because if he doesn't want kids, then yes, you are wasting your time.
Yeah. Maybe if there's somebody that's been in a situation where somebody honest to God changed their mind and you want to give her some hope. Any advice for her? 237, it's text 35270. She's pretty passionate about the fact she wants to have kids some days, put 4 years into this relationship. This guy, though, he's kind of humming and hawing about the whole thing. Some days he does, some days he doesn't, some days he's indifferent. How would you advise her to go if that was like your sister or your bestie? 237, it's text 35270 for the Playhouse in the morning. I do the same thing I told you that I... It's Playhouse in the Morning, 194, the number one hit music station. Zero, Amy Kay. I need you to stay, need you to stay. And doing some quick group therapy for Playhouse family member Taylor this morning. If you missed it, quick, like 30-second recap.
I've been seeing this guy for about 4 years, and he's great. I turned 30 last year, so I'm kind of thinking about the future, obviously, and I want to know that we're making that long-term commitment to each other. And we come back to it, and he doesn't want children. It doesn't seem like it. I mean, there's times when he says that he's on the fence, but I definitely do.
So she has no doubt in her mind she'd like to be a mom someday. Wants to have kids. She's 30, so it's, you know, definitely something that's top of mind for her, as it is for a lot of people around then if they haven't yet. And, you know, she's talking to this guy she's put 4 years into, and, you know, he doesn't really want to, and brags about how they don't have kids, and then he's on the fence, and then he definitely doesn't want to, and he's very wishy-washy about it, and she's kind of wondering where to go from here and what you would advise her to do if she was like your sister, your best friend, or your kid. What are we seeing for?
Someone said run, but then someone also said, my husband was the same way. Sometimes it's just scary, and becoming a parent is what scares them away from currently wanting kids. It's possible he will change his mind, but you never know when that might be or when it will happen. Someone else said, when I first started dating my fiance, I'd been 100% sure I did not want kids for a few years. But as I started falling for him more, I could truly see myself having a beautiful family with him. people can definitely change their minds on it, and different events and people bring out different considerations to light.
It's one of those things where you guys going to have just that talk.
Yeah, someone said it's time for him to either go or get off the pot. He needs to be upfront and honest about what he wants out of this relationship. If your goals for the future aren't aligning, then you just need to be done.
Yeah, because you don't want to keep putting it, you know, wait year after year after year for him to maybe change your mind. You're more committed to this person and miss your window of time either. Like, if that's something you're passionate about, you just got to have that talk. But like, listen, you know, I know we've kind of been back and forth on this, and I'm not sure what your opinion is. That is something I want. I'm looking to do that, like, now. Is that something you would do with me, or should I be looking elsewhere?
Yeah, someone said, my fiance does not want kids at all. I told him I will be having kids, so if he wants to be with me, that's what our future looks like. He agreed having one kid, but I said I won't raise an only child. So I told him I want a boy and a girl. And if that takes three tries, that's what I want. And I said that's what I'll be willing to expect from in the future. I won't change my mind, and I'm expecting you to be okay with this in the future. And he's agreed because he wants me to be happy.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't want to come to some sort of agreement with somebody and, you know, he's just saying yes to say yes, and then you kind of get into it, and he's like, yeah, this isn't the life I wanted, and maybe you don't want that either.
That's why I think you just really have to sit down and say, listen, I do want kids, and I need to know how you truly feel about this. Can you see yourself being a father, and can you see yourself being a father in a family with me? And if not, then I do think that, yeah, you probably do need to get out of that relationship.